Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, today's kind of an interesting day. I mean, it's a Monday. It's a Monday the 13th. Dun, dun, dun. I don't think Monday the 13th have any particular... I don't know, the 13th always gives me a little frisson. I actually got a concussion once on Friday the 13th. It's my own fault, sort of. I was in elementary school, and they had one of those little niches, you know, those little insets with a drinking fountain in it. And somebody was goofing on me or something, so instead of pulling my head out, I pulled my head to the side, huge lump, Friday the 13th. No comments, please. I know for a gazelle, I'm a klutz. What can I tell you? All right, so it is Monday the 13th, and I have a surprise for you guys. Guess who's with us today? Our end-of-the-week guy, which may completely disorient you and think, oh my goodness, either I'm last week or I'm this week really went fast. It's the Trevorness is with us today.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
No, Trevor, that will only confuse them. <Uh-oh>. Thank you. Oh, no. I know we're going to get a whole bunch of phone calls saying I'm having terrible memory problems.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah. Thanks, Trev. That was really helpful. Not so much. See, Trevor, I would think that he'd seen Minions over the weekend, but I know he didn't. But that's Minions, actually, for being kind of not a terrific movie, did exceptionally well, which just proves, like everything else in life, timing is everything. It is now the second highest grossing animation early first week weekend animation. I think beat only by Shrek. I think Shrek 3 or something. I don't think Shrek 1 did as well. But in part of it is it's 3D, and 3D is always going to inflate your prices a little bit and your take a bit. But I mean, the first 15 minutes of it are terrific, and the last 10 minutes are great. The middle I thought was boring. What can I tell you? But apparently people decided that, first of all, I mean, look what was around to compete with it, which is the answer is not a whole bunch. And everything that was out had been out for a while. I mean, that Jurassic World had been out. This is its fifth week, so it was time. And Inside Out was, I think, its fourth week. So it was good. I mean, it's not objectionable. It's just Despicable Me is much better than it is. But Despicable Me, I think, didn't make as much money. But it wasn't... Was Despicable Me in 3D? I don't think it was. Don't think so. This one, you had the option. I got to tell you, when I have the option, I always go for non-3D. Those glasses give me a headache after a while. And I don't know who's worn them before I have. So I always sort of get at least hypothetically a rash. I'm sure they clean them. I'm not sure they clean them. But what can I tell you? All right, enough of my little paranoia. It's actually not paranoid, if it's true, right? So 855-993-7569, if something is on your mind today. Today truly is Embrace Your Geekiness Day, as evidenced by the fact that it's Barbershop Music Appreciation Day. I mean, those two seem to me to go hand in glove in striped shirt, right? Button up to your neck. Yeah, I think so, to your Adam's apple. And Go West Day. Do you know who said that? You know who said Go West, young man, go west?
Who?
Horace Greeley.
Nice.
You're welcome. I told you, when there's a Trivial Pursuit game, you want me on your team. I mean, when it comes to the trivial, important stuff, not so much, but trivial, yeah, absolutely. And he was a newspaper publisher, so he had great clout. I also lived in the West, so that was probably part of it. Not a terribly interesting day in history, but I'll tell you what it is anyway. Coronation of Alexander III as King of the Scots in 1249. Most of us know more about Idi Amin, who was the last King of Scotland, right? I read that book. Did you see that movie or read the book? The book is actually better than the movie. The movie is pretty good. Forrest Whitaker and James McAvoy?
No, neither.
You should. I'll send you the book if you want. I think I have it lying around someplace.
Oh, yeah.
But the movie is, it's alarming, but really terrific, because James McAvoy plays a young Scot, I think he's one of those underrated actors who's really terrific. I've seen him in, I think, everything since his first movie, and he's really reliably good. And Forest Whitaker, I think he has a limited repertoire, to be quite honest, but what he does exceptionally well. And playing Idi Amin, I think he may have been nominated. I think both of them may have been nominated. But he was the last king of Scotland, which is a bizarre story, but... In 1787, the Continental Congress enacted the Northwest Ordinance. I remember that from history class, establishing rules for the Northwest Territory and procedures for the admission of new states and limits the expansion of slavery. The expansion of slavery didn't outlaw slavery. It took basically, you know, another 85 years, 80 years. 1923, the Hollywood sign officially dedicated in L.A., it originally read, this is pretty interesting, Hollywood Land, but the last four letters are dropped after renovation in 1949. So did you know that? The Hollywood sign was originally the Hollywood Land sign.
I did know that, and I thought that was interesting. I wonder why they changed it.
Somebody dropped the land. I don't know.
Funsies, I guess.
I don't know. We could probably find it. Yeah, it's National Geek Day. He dropped it. Well, you know, that's the notion, what was it? I think James, not James Brooks, Albert, I'm trying to remember if it was, that was Brooks who did it first or someplace else I thought. And I think I don't think they do that in the new James Parsons one, the Act of God, where there were originally three tablets, there were 15 commandments, and somebody dropped one of the tablets, so oops, 10. Sorry, no joke. Mel Brooks is who I was thinking of. 1977, this is pretty interesting. In New York City, it was a time of financial and social turmoil, and there was an electrical blackout lasting 24 hours that led to widespread fires and looting. Which is sort of interesting, especially if you look at what happened after September 11th, which was essentially no civil unrest, no looting, to my knowledge. There was a time of great sadness, but the city really came together. And Janet Reno actually gave a speech that November. She was here after, I don't think she was still Attorney General then, but she was out of office by then. She was retired by then. But she said that everybody had always understood that New York was the center of the arts and the center of commerce and the center of fashion, but they'd really never felt that New York had that much heart until September 11th. And I was at that speech and remember thinking, wow, that was really great. Because, you know, and I was not here in 77, but it was an extraordinary time. I was also here during the San Francisco or the L.A. riots in New York, which I guess was in the 90s. And at the same time that and Rodney King and all that was going on, everybody here was, because most of us ride the subway, and the subway connects basically the very wealthy parts of the city and the very poor parts, the very poor neighborhoods. It connects everybody, and everybody rides it, including, I don't think de Blasio does, but Bloomberg certainly did. Everybody rides the subway. Koch did. I mean, you see actors and models. You see everybody. You see homeless people. You see everybody on the train. And everybody made eye contact, and everybody was kind of, we're in this together. You know, we're gonna weather it together. That isn't how we behave. So it's interesting and somewhat reassuring, comforting to hear that it took a while, but that this city really did find its humanity to a very large extent. I think we're still, you know, we always have a way to go. There's always improvements, but that's, you know, that 1977 isn't all that long ago, right? 38 years, but. And September 11th is already 14 years ago, so it's basically, you know, 23 plus, you know, 24 years that we found something that either we'd lost or we never had. George Bush was president for the day in 1985. There you go. When he was vice president, when Ronald Reagan underwent surgery. And in 2013, George Zimmerman was found not guilty in the shooting of Trayvon Martin, which didn't sit terribly well. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. What's going on in your day? Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
But I'm going to share a story with you and share the name of the company, which I don't always do. I suppose partially because I just didn't get sued, because most of the stories about corporations in America are terrible stories, you know, about somebody dumping something toxic or stealing or doing something. But this is one of those stories, to the extent that I thought we'd actually put on Facebook, tell me an American or tell me a corporation that you think is doing a good job and why. because this one I think will make you smile. The headline, which is actually only the tip of a very good iceberg, says Starbucks and other corporations to announce a plan to curb unemployment of young people. And the idea is that Starbucks and their CEO, Howard Schultz, and apparently there are 20 big American corporations are going to unveil a plan today to find 100,000 jobs, 100,000 for unemployed young people over the next 3 years. The idea is that they're looking for kids 16 to 24 who are neither studying nor working. The 16 makes me a little worried because that means they probably haven't graduated high school, but we'll leave that temporarily alone. They're saying that there are 5.6 million Americans in that age group, which is, they're saying about that the unemployment rate for workers 16 to 19 is nearly, you know, it's over 18%, which is three times what the jobless rate is for the regular workforce. So it's a huge problem. And basically, it's actually rising where everything else, all the other barometers are sort of dropping. Things are getting better for everybody except that age group. But and I mean, God bless Starbucks and their overpriced coffee. But basically, what they're now doing is enabling their baristas to earn a college degree online from Arizona State University, with the coffee giant picking up much of the bill. The Family Foundation, created by Mr. Schultz and his wife Sherry, donated $30 million to help veterans of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq transition to civilian life and find work. And they're going to take another $30 million to increase economic opportunities for young people. I mean, look, the coffee's overpriced, but at least they're doing something good with, you know, with all that money, right? We have to do something. We can ensure the playing level playing field. Some of the other companies, Alaska Airlines. I love Alaska Airlines. I love Alaska Airlines because during the earthquake in San Francisco, I was on book tour, and they wanted to my publisher wanted to send me to LA to a spa for a couple days because San Francisco was obviously a mess. And I said, no, you know, I love that city. So I actually flew into San Francisco during, right after the earthquake, which was really scary and freaky because there were no lights. And if you've ever landed in a city that has no lights, I mean, it really, especially a big American city, I mean, it may be one thing to land in some, you know, out in the bush or in a forest somewhere, but this is San Francisco. It's completely dark. And the guy, I flew in on Alaska Airlines, and I'd done television in Seattle that morning. So, and I guess a lot of the crew was based in Seattle, so they knew who I was. And they said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm going to go help." And they said, "Okay, well, we're going to make an announcement, collect money for you." And I said, "Don't give me money." I don't, you know. So what they did was they gave me little bottles of alcohol because I figure in times where things are tough, you can always barter alcohol, right? And I also got diapers and contact lens solution. I got anything that I thought would be useful or barterable because I figured, you know, you can't go into a store and buy something because everything was closed down. And I didn't want to be carrying around lots of money. For some reason, the idea of asking people for money has never worked terribly well for me. So the airline itself gave me these huge, big, expensive flashlights that the ground crew uses. So I looked like Santa Claus getting off that plane. I had garbage bags full of all this kind of cool stuff, and it was very helpful. And I worked at the shelters for about 4 or 5 days, and then I had to go on to LA to do book tour, and then they flew me home, and it was an amazingly emotional experience. But Alaska Airlines was great. CVS is also donating. Microsoft, Taco Bell. Taco Bell seems to be in every story we do. This show should be just sponsored by Taco Bell. There's no question. Target and Walmart are also getting involved. And Hilton. Hilton is promising to hire 15,000 at-risk young people in the next 3 years. Look, that's the way to do it, right? Apparently, the Aspen Institute's Forum for Community Solutions is going to provide local leadership and technical assistance, which is really crucial to this. You can't just take kids and dump them in a position, especially these are presumably kids who are at risk. And also the Rockefeller Foundation and MacArthur Foundation are helping as well. There's a job fair next month organized by the Chicago Cook Workforce Partnership to make 200 jobs available on the spot and hire another 1,000 workers in Chicago over the next 18 months. So there you go. it turns out that that the CEO, Howard Schultz, grew up in, I'm just trying to find, he grew up in public housing and was the first member of his family to attend college. And that, I think that's a fantastic story. We're living in a time when for-profit public companies must redefine their responsibilities to the community they serve and to their employees. He said this ask was quite easy. There's a significant inequality gap that exists, and some of these things go back to my own personal story of growing up poor in Brooklyn and the access I had to the American dream. There you go. They also make health insurance available to part-time employees. He wanted to have a broader conversation on race with baristas. Writing race together on coffee cups was quickly dropped in March after criticism and derision on social media. There you go. They said that the soaring stock has given the market value more than $80 billion, and it made him a billionaire. Look, so what? So what? I mean, they're billionaires who don't do anything but buy yachts, so leave them alone. So why they want to? Starbucks does pay more than the minimum wage, So it's easy to criticize them, and I'm sure that, as I said, I think their coffee is overpriced. But that doesn't mean that we should scoff at the initiative, right? I mean, he's doing something. Elizabeth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I was calling because my daughter called me yesterday that she went to the gynecologist to get birth control pill. And
how old is your daughter?
But my daughter just turned 18. She's going to be turning 18 on August.
Okay. Has she graduated high school?
She just graduated high school.
Good. She have a boyfriend?
She has a friend. She doesn't call it boyfriend. You know, she hangs out with him all the time. I do have to tell you that my daughter doesn't live with me. She lives with her dad.
Okay.
So that is kind of my concern. She lives with her dad. She called me yesterday telling me that she needed something. She needed to tell me something, but she didn't know how. And I told her,
let me stop you for just a second. Let me just stop you. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and we'll pick up the conversation where your daughter picked up the conversation with you. Okay? Hang on. We'll be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. for the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. That's exactly what Elizabeth does. Elizabeth's got an 18-year-old daughter who just graduated high school, who's living with her dad. How long has she been living with her dad, Elizabeth?
She's been living with her dad since she's been 4 years old. That's when we got divorced.
Wow. So how often do you see her?
I mean, it's a long story, but basically we have shared custody, and she lives with her dad, which...
No, I asked how often you saw her.
We saw her every weekend.
Okay. You see her every weekend?
Every weekend, we spend the summer together.
Okay.
Holidays. You know, I'm pretty much involved with her all the time and with my son, because I have a son as well.
How old is your son?
My son, he's 21, and he's already in college.
Okay. So the kids, how far away do you live from your ex?
An hour away.
Okay. So you see the kids, basically, you've just kind of done a role reversal of the primary custody and the shared custody, but you have the kids on the weekends and the holidays and summer, and he has them during the week, basically, right?
Yeah, and that's how changed as they gotten older, because, you know, now they're teenagers and they're their own stuff, so now I see her when she has time, and, you know, I just...
So how often do you see her?
Well, I haven't seen her now for 2 weeks, because now she started working. So, we communicate all the time, but we're going to be seeing each other this week, either Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
This is how, let me go back when she called me yesterday.
Okay.
And she said, oh, Mom, I wanted to talk to you because I've been working. That's why I haven't called you. And she said she wasn't feeling good. And I said, what's wrong? And she said that she needed to tell me that, you know, she's been taking birth control pills, but she's not feeling well, and her dad doesn't know, and she's afraid that he'll find out that she went ahead and went to the doctor to get birth control pills.
Okay.
And again, she'll be 18 on August 15th. She's not 18 yet.
Okay.
So then at that point, I just didn't want to. I wanted to say. I didn't know what to say, so I stayed quiet, and I said to her, but, so you went to the doctor, you know, just trying to listen, you went to the doctor with anybody, and they gave you the birth control pills, have you called them to let them know, you know, how you're feeling or whatever? And she said, no, because this happened this weekend, and I've been working, and I haven't had time. So then I said to her, well, at least I'm happy that, you know, you're being responsible and getting birth control pills, but...
Yeah.
Why are you taking birth control pills? And she was like, oh, I knew that if I tell you, but I wanted to tell you that you're going to think I'm having sex and all that. And I said, well, it's not that you're having sex or not having sex. At least you're, being responsible about that. But you should have just called me first to tell me that you wanted to see a doctor. Because if you don't want your dad to know, I'm not going to tell him, but I really need to think about this. How about if we talk about it?
All right, so let me ask you a couple questions. If your daughter had come to you and said, Mom, I want to get a prescription for the pill, what would you have said?
I wish that she would take something to...
Okay, look, there are two separate issues here, okay? One is a parenting issue, and one is a medical issue, okay? The parenting issue is the reason she didn't tell you is because she felt she wanted to be on the pill, and she felt that you would either try to talk her out of it, or, if you know, there's an old saying that says it's better to beg forgiveness than ask permission. Because if you ask permission and you'd said no, then she's got a dilemma. So that's why she didn't ask permission. So that's the parenting issue. That's part one of the parenting issue. And then we'll go to part two in a minute. The medical issue is that there are basically only two reasons to take the pill. One is to regulate your cycle, and one is because you don't want to get pregnant and you're having sex. If she's not having sex, then she's taking the pill because she thinks she may want to have sex at some point. That's not a great way to treat her body. So either way, you know, I think you did fine, except the saying you should have talked with me first, because that's going to make an obstacle for her talking with you. And I hear what you're saying. And obviously she was able to do it, whether she convinced somebody she was 18 or she went to Planned Parenthood or she used a fake ID. Who knows? And to a certain extent, I'm not sure at this moment you want to know. I mean, she's going to be 18 within, you know, a couple of weeks. And so it kind of, and at 18, presumably, she's legally able to do it. In some states, girls only have to be 16. So, but I think the issues at this moment are severalfold. Number one, as I think you said the right thing. You're being responsible. But responsible about what? Is she having difficult periods? Is she planning to have sex? Is she already having sex? What's the deal here?
Well,
you know, why?
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, what I wanted to mention is when I didn't want to say the wrong thing, because I tend to do that, so I'm trying to just first take things. So when she said that, when I told her I need to be responsible, and I understand how it is to be a teenager because I was a teenager once, and I told her, because of that, I know you're going to have temptations. There's guys that are going to try, you know, to get what they want and not consider you as your feelings. So that's why I really would like to talk to you about it. And
okay.
I'm not saying that you haven't said, so I'm not going to tell your dad about it because you're telling me this is, and this is between you and I. But, I mean, I think we should talk about it. And she said, well, I went to the doctor, but it was because I was having a lot of cramps, and they say if I take birth control, that's going to help out. But I really don't know if she's telling me, because of course she's probably not going to tell me, oh, I went there because I'm having sex. And,
well, but Elizabeth, look, but I think, look, I'm not sure how much right you have to know about your daughter's sex life, given the fact, let's pretend she's 18. I know we're a month away from it, but let's pretend she's 18. That, and any more than she has a whole lot of right to know about your sex life. We're allowed to keep our sex lives relatively private once we reach the age of consent. And, you know, with a 15-year-old, I think that we need to sort of be more aware of it. But a 15-year-old is going to make the argument, and you would have made it at 15 as well, it's my body, I can do what I want with it. But I think the reason to inform a parent is not to prohibit kids doing what they're going to choose to do, but to give them, exactly as you say, some guidelines. But you can give the guidelines without having the specific information about whether she's having sex or not. So
yeah,
what you can say
is,
look, go ahead.
What I was going to tell you is that my main concern is her well-being and how she respects her body and going do things that I probably did because my parents didn't talk to me about it. So her, I know she's going to do it, but I want her to do it in a responsible way in respecting herself, and I don't know how to go about it for her to,
okay.
Because all I want is the best for her.
Okay, well, but I mean, look, I think what you can tell her that, but I think what you can then say is, here's what I wish someone had told me, and that boys will sometimes say they love you, and what they mean is I want to have sex with you, that the only reason to have sex is because you want to have sex with somebody, not because you're curious or not because you don't want to be the last virgin, that sex is, for women, it's going to be a slightly different issue, or maybe a completely different issue than it is for men, because by definition, sex for us is invasion of our body space. Got to let somebody in, and which means you got to trust them. Boys don't have the same concern. Boys now have to worry about something that girls have had to worry about since Eve, which is with DNA, you can't just walk away and say, you know, it's not mine. That boys have to be as responsible about not bringing children into this world until both people are ready as girls. But as you put, because, well, it's still true that only girls get pregnant, that boys can now be identified as the father. So it becomes, you know, an equally important thing. If you have plans for your life that don't include a baby, and you want to have sex, then you make sure that nobody gets pregnant. You also have to make sure that nobody gets venereal disease, and that the pill doesn't protect against any sexually transmitted disease at all. So, but I think telling your daughter, taking her out for lunch, and not giving her a lecture about, you could say, for me, it was really important not to have sex before I got married, or not to have sex before I was committed, or not to have sex before I loved somebody. You're going to have to figure that out on your own. Here's the rules that I had for myself. Here's the rules that if I could superimpose them on you, I would have for you. But you're going to work out your own rules. Here's some things that I wish somebody had told me, things that I wish I had known. So you can talk about yourself without asking her, are you having sex? Do you love this guy? You know, because I think you're probably right that whether she's having cramps or not, cramps she's willing to tell you about, sex not so much. Let me put you at home. Come back, talk to you a little bit more about this, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Elizabeth, who's dealing with one of the true rites of passage, not only of teenage girls, but of teenage girls' moms, which is what to do about the issue of birth control hyphen sex. And I guess as a psychologist, and I guess as a mom and as a woman, what I would say is that sex isn't going to change your life, but having a baby will. And therefore, I think our message to our daughters needs to be, here's what my value system is. You know, I would just assume you don't have sex until you're 45. Presumably, you're going to make that decision for yourself. Here's some things to think about. before you have sex. But before you have sex, you need to make sure that you can protect yourself and your partner against sexually transmitted diseases and unwanted pregnancies. Because, as I said, sex is less likely to change your life than an unwanted pregnancy. And you don't want to have to deal with that. So the only way to make sure that you don't have an unwanted pregnancy is either not to have sex or to use really effective birth control every time. And effective birth control is not the same as protection against sexually transmitted diseases. And I'm one of those people who thinks that we should start talking with our sons and daughters about it, not when they're teenagers, because by then they've already gotten involved with they've already talked with their friends about it. They've already seen movies. They've already gone online. They probably are vaguely aware of pornography just because it's so ubiquitous in the society. So we need to tell our kids well before we think they're going to need it. I've told a story before about doing a television show and getting parents, and I just asked some parents that I knew to come and talk about their kids' sexuality. And each one of them, without exception, all of them were parents of mid to late teenagers. And all of them, there were like 6 or 7 different couples, said, "My kid isn't having sex yet." And I happen to know that every one of those kids were, because they would come to me about it, which I'm not crazy about. I'm not any crazier than Elizabeth is about her daughter coming to her and saying, "Don't tell Dad." Because, Elizabeth, you don't want to be in that position. What you need to say to your daughter is, if you're old enough to be sexual, you're old enough to make decisions like that, you're old enough to take responsibility for it, which means no unwanted pregnancies, no sexually transmitted disease, and I'm not going to keep your secret. You need to tell your dad, because when he finds out, he's going to come and say, "Did you know?" And I don't want to be put in the position of either lying to him or lying to you about it. So you need to tell him. And to a certain extent, Elizabeth, your daughter may have made your life a little bit easier by getting the prescription on her own rather than coming to you about it, because you can then legitimately say, "She got the prescription without my knowledge or consent." But you don't want to get caught in the middle of that. And I think you're absolutely right. Having a conversation with her, not a lecture and not a sermon, but telling her, and I think your stance is exactly the appropriate one of, "Here's what I wish someone had told me. This was the mistake I made. This was the smart thing I did." And you don't even need to. How old were you when you had sex for the first time?
I think I was maybe 17.
Okay,
for the wrong reason.
Yeah. I mean, look, very few people have sex for the right reason, right? The only real reason to ever have sex is because you want to have sex. And especially for girls, and especially for girls, I mean, you know, that you haven't had sex before, and that Hollywood makes it this kind of incredibly romantic thing, which it isn't usually for little girls for a while. That it's really, for boys, I swear, from the cradle, they're okay. For girls, it's really a learned response, and I think it's one of the reasons why that notion that you don't have sex with somebody till you're in love came from. And the problem about that equation is that when kids get sexual, then they'll convince themselves they're in love with somebody, which ends up not only with pregnancy, but also with marriage. That love and lust aren't the same thing. And it's great when they overlap, but they don't always. And I think until we help our kids understand that you can have the hots for somebody and not really like them very much, and certainly not see them as a life partner, but they're hot, you know, then you think they're sexy, and then you have to decide what to do about that. But it's going to confuse the decision about what to do about it if you have to convince yourself that you love them before you have sex with them. And I think that that's a real failing that we, especially toward women in our society, and maybe toward men as well, that we confuse the two. They're not the same. And it's certainly okay to decide you're not going to have sex till you fall in love with somebody, but you need to make sure that you understand the difference between love and lust, because otherwise you're going to have people who are basically horny, who know nothing about themselves, nothing about their partner, nothing about commitment, nothing about being faithful, nothing about building a life together, nothing about love, but they, you know, that they wanted to have sex. And I think that's a real problem. That's a way of setting people up to be miserable. So you have some stuff to talk with your daughter about, but so far, as you point out, she's being responsible. And as I said, I'm not sure that I would say, "Are you having sex?" Because I don't know that you want to know. You don't want to.
No, I don't really want to know. My concern is that, you know, when she's going to have sex, it's for the right reasons. Not like I did. And also, but there's so many insecurities that she has and not to do it, and there's so much sexuality on the internet and all these things. And
yep.
Girls sometimes think that by being sexual, they get what they want. And all these things that are happening that I'm concerned about.
Well, listen, Elizabeth, if you tell her you're worried about her, she'll roll her eyes at you and say, Mom, you know, talk about you. Talk about the mistakes that you made. Talk about the things that you thought. Because trying to tell our kids that we know more about them than they know about themselves will turn them off. And it may be true, but it doesn't make any difference. That isn't how they perceive the world. That's not how they perceive themselves. That's not how they perceive us. So telling her that she's... Because basically, in essence, what you're telling her is you're stupid. You're naive. You don't know. And that's not going to work for her. She views herself at almost 18 as much smarter than you are, much more sophisticated. That Mom, you live in a different world. You don't understand. So don't talk to her about her. Talk to her about you, because you know yourself. And then she can take from that. You know, it was interesting. I was at a party over the weekend, and people basically, for better for ill, know what I do for a living. So somebody's always coming up to me and saying, "Can I ask you a quick question?" Which isn't my favorite thing, but there's just no way of saying, oh, gee, I'm at a party, or, you know, I was thinking about having something to drink. So you just say yes. And they'll basically start telling you about how dumb their kids are. And my stance is to say, listen, that's not a profitable way for you to think about your kid or for you to talk to your kid about themselves. What you need to do is tell them what you think's important, understanding that they're going to choose for themselves. Just as you chose for yourself. You may have done a very different kind make very different choices than your parents made. And you view that as your inalienable right. You're going to have to give your kids the same courtesy, the same respect. So don't tell them what they don't know. Tell them what you wished you'd known. Because then, and I said, one of the things that I've learned as a parent is you put an idea out there and you walk away from it. And trust that our kids are smart, that we've brought them up well, that they're not destructive, they're not self-destructive. And so give them the freedom to come and sniff the idea and decide if it works for them and pick it up or not. If you try to force it on them, they'll never do it. And that's a mistake. It's a mistake for them as well as for you. All right, so you're on the right track. Talk about you. Don't tell her what she doesn't know, because you'll lose her. All righty? Call me back if you need me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.